Washington, D.C., plans for a new mode of space transportation, a reusable space shuttle system, which may be operational by the end of this decade. That's the story Willard Scott reporting. Details coming up. This is the Space Story, a weekly space and aeronautics report brought to you by this station and NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. It's an airplane-like vehicle with wings, about the size of one of today's three-engine commercial jet transports. It's to fly into space like a rocket, conduct missions in Earth orbit like a spacecraft, and return home to a ground landing like an airplane. Then, after a brief refurbishment, it'll be ready for another flight. In brief, that's the description of the reusable space shuttle, presently planned for operations in space by the end of this decade. Today's launch technology requires a new rocket and a new spacecraft for every mission, manned or unmanned. A reusable shuttle system capable of flying over and over again, up to 100 times, may eventually completely replace our stable of expendable rockets, and ultimately reduce the cost of placing payloads into orbit by as much as 80%. In Washington recently, we talked with NASA's director of the reusable shuttle program, Charles J. Donlan.
Well, the big advantage of the shuttle is in this reusable feature, the ability to launch at lower costs. It's very attractive to be able to do this. But by far, we feel the greatest economies that the shuttle will effect in our space program is in the payload area, because we will be able to not only launch the payloads into orbit, but to retrieve them, recapture them, bring them back to Earth, and refurbish them and reuse them again.
Mr. Donlan continued that shuttles are to be flown into space by crews of from 2 to 4 men. And although the shuttle falls under the cognizance of the nation's manned spaceflight activities, the primary assignment will be to carry unmanned spacecraft into orbit.
The use of the shuttle has been somewhat confused by comparisons with the existing stable of launch vehicles. And while we have said that the space program of the future will involve communication satellites, weather satellites, it has not always been obvious that what we have in mind is launching those payloads with the shuttle. And the shuttle will replace all of the launch vehicles in our stable.
A unique feature of the reusable shuttle will be a large cargo area in which man can be used to check out satellites in space before placing them into their proper orbits. These same satellites can be revisited from time to time by shuttle crews for routine maintenance and repair. If a satellite completely malfunctions, it can physically be retrieved, brought back to Earth by the shuttle, be refurbished or fixed, and taken aloft once more. Additional capabilities of the shuttle will include the possibility of transporting non-astronaut scientists into space to conduct experiments with their own laboratory equipment from within the shuttle's cargo bay. Overall, NASA's shuttle program director, Charles Donlan, summed up his own personal feelings this way.
4 years ago, I wouldn't have thought the shuttle, as we now visualize it, was too attainable from a feasibility point of view. But there have been some very remarkable advances in technology, and as we faced the concept, it became increasingly clear that the shuttle offers an unrivaled opportunity to provide us with a lower-cost transportation, which we think is needed to be able to exploit space for the benefit of the nation and for mankind.
Charles J. Donlan, and comments on plans for transportation of the future in space, the reusable space shuttle. This has been the Space Story, a weekly space and aeronautics report brought to you by this station and NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. Willard Scott speaking.